I'm Bill Littlefield, coming up on Only a Game I Think That I Shall Never See, a briefly flying Christmas tree, unless I'm in the not-so-little town of Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. But first, I'm joined by Charlie Pierce for our look at the week's news. Hello, Charlie.
Hi, Bill, and Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, Happy Holidays to everybody who listens to us everywhere on all of our stations, old and new, and to you, too, by the way.
I second the notion, and the same to you as well. NBA fans hoping for a Christmas miracle might find one in Los Angeles. What's going on with the Lakers?
Steve Nash is back. He went through his first practice. He had broken his left leg. He's going to come back. The Lakers are kind of like floundering around a little bit, so this is the first good news they've had in a while.
Meanwhile, the Denver Nuggets set an NBA record on Thursday night. So should we be offering a tip of the Only a Game cap to their three-point shooting ability?
You can build a very substantial backyard barbecue pit out of what they did. They were 0 for 22 from the three-point line. And I can tell you from having watched a few of these games, there's nothing uglier than a team that can't shoot the three-point shot that keeps trying to shoot the three-point shot.
Charlie, the NBA has not taken your advice. The New Orleans Hornets will apparently not be allowed to steal their name back from the Utah Jazz. Instead, the league has trademarked five potential new monikers. Do you have a favorite among them?
Oh, there's no question. I don't particularly like Pelicans. Mosquitoes is incredibly lame. Swamp Dog sounds like a double-A baseball team. Bull Sharks is too dangerously close for stuff that cannot be said on the radio, and especially when the team is playing badly. So I'm going to go with Rougarou, R-O-U-G-A-R-O-U, basically, because I don't know what the heck it is.
It can mean anything you want, I guess.
But I want to see if you're going to dress a guy up as a Rougarou, what he actually looks like.
Regarding the numeral 900... this week, Jim Boeheim, who coaches the men's basketball team at Syracuse, said, "To me, it's just a number." And so why would anybody care what Jim Boeheim thinks about the number 900?
Because he just won his 900th game, making him only the third coach in college basketball history to do that. And by the way, in case you're wondering, his first victory against Harvard in 1976.
See, you wouldn't
that
have mentioned it if it had been against Marquette.
Absolutely nothing. I would not have, actually.
I'm sure, yeah. High school basketball star Jabari Parker, who appeared on this program back in May, has announced his college choice in front of a national TV audience. And the winner is?
The winner is, to absolutely no one's surprise, Duke University of Durham, North Carolina. He goes to Simeon Career Academy in Chicago. Mike Krzyzewski's from Chicago. He's always had great success recruiting in that market. So the rich get incredibly richer.
Adrian Peterson, running back for the Vikings, has already rambled for 1,812 yards this season. Do you anticipate he's going to break Eric Dickerson's single-season rushing record of 2,105 yards?
If he does it, he's going to have earned it. I mean, he's coming back from a devastating knee injury. The Vikings' primary downfield receiving threat, Percy Harvin, is out for the year. Their quarterback, Christian Ponder, is young and learning his trade. Adrian Peterson is facing seven or eight men at the line of scrimmage every time he runs, and he's still piling up 140 yards. A game. Nobody will have ever earned a league record more than Adrian Peterson will have earned this one if he manages to get there.
Houston Texans running back Arian Foster won't set any records this season, but it is his third consecutive 1,000-yard season, and apparently Mr. Foster believes his offensive line is responsible for that success, which I don't doubt. How has he shown his appreciation?
Well, usually what they do is they give them, like, expensive jewelry or something. Arian Foster, who is a very big Segway scooter fan, mm-hmm. has been riding one for years, gave all of his offensive linemen Segways. And I'm just completely enjoying the vision of five offensive linemen trying to learn to ride a Segway at the same time.
I like the idea of this 300-pound guys racing them.
Well, they got to get from one spot to another.
The NHL has canceled games through January the 14th, which also seems like it might be the drop-dead date for the season. But at least one member of the Canadian Parliament believes the Stanley Cup should still be awarded. So what do they do? Give it to the team with the best negotiating staff?
No. First of all, bag the season. I mean, it's a joke now. If they're going to cancel games through the middle of January, there's no point in having an NHL season. Congratulations, Gary Bettman, for the second time in 5 years you've canceled an entire season. Well played, gentlemen. But I'm not exactly sure I disagree with Brett Rathgeber, the member of the Canadian Parliament. He wants the Stanley Cup to be awarded to an amateur team. Of course, there are different amateur leagues, so they're going to have to award it, you know, partially probably to all of them. So you'll wind up with, let me do the math, 120 people who get to spend one day with the Cup next
right.
year.
So some businessman with imagination is going to come up with a plethora of Stanley couplets.
Or perhaps whoever the Poet Laureate of Canada can come up with several Stanley couplets.
This week's baseball news suggests that if you want to remain with the team that's been employing you, you might want to think twice about winning the Cy Young Award.
Yeah,
wait,
don't,
what?
Yeah, don't be winning a Cy Young Award if you're R.A. Dickey, who was the best thing that happened to the New York Mets since the 1969 World Series and was just included in a seven-player swap that sent him to the Blue Jays. He's going to be great up there. It's a really good trade for the Blue Jays on a lot of levels. And I feel bad for the Mets because first they had Bernie Madoff and now this.
Yeah, remember the last guy that went to the Blue Jays when his general manager said he's on the downside of his career?
Yeah, that was Roger Clemens, and he was considerably less charming than R.A. Dickey.
He was, but he won a lot of Cy Young Awards after that.
So did his pharmacist.
British cyclist Chris Bartlett entered a race in Spain to beef up his winter training schedule, and I understand that what he got out of the race was, well, the other white meat, right?
He won a pig!
Yeah.
Anyway, the official who awarded him the pig said for him to eat the pig. Mr. Bartlett has not done that. He's brought it home. It now hangs around his training camp, Kinetic PB, and she's the luckiest piglet alive. She's become a good luck charm, and nobody's going to be eating her for Christmas, which is a good thing.
You can find the sports writing of Charlie Pierce at Grantland, among other places. And he joins me each week on Only a Game as well. Thanks, Charlie.
Thanks, Bill.